The Bright Side with Shane O'Connor.
Z103 online.
Good morning, Grandad. How are you?
I'm fine, Shane. Thanks, and thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm not too bad, now, sure. I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Aren't we all?
How else would I be? I was reading your blog the other day, Grandad, headrambles.com, and you had a little bit of a go at young Jamie Oliver.
Ah, why not? He's cropping up every way I look, so I think I'm justified in having a go back at him. But I don't know. The sight of him irritates me. he's a bit of waste of space. I mean, I just can't see the point in him.
But he's trying to help out the school kids, you know, make sure they get fed well.
Yes, and he introduced this great new school regime of school food and all the rest. And what happened? The kids just refused to eat it. And they're all back to their old diets now, or lack of diet.
Or lack thereof. Oh, no, I don't mind. I'll be honest, you know, I don't mind Jamie Oliver. I have a few of his cookbooks, I'll be honest.
Oh, cookbooks are okay. I've no real problem with them. You've a choice of buying them or not. And the main thing about a cookbook is you open it, you try the recipe, and you like it or you don't. But I just do not see the point of these programs. It's like me going out with a tape recorder and giving you a guided tour of an art gallery.
Yeah.
Trying to describe the paintings and the beautiful colours. If you can't taste the food or smell it, what's the point?
I won't tell my regular Thursday contributor, who I think is a friend of yours, Cully, that you said that anyway.
Dear old Cully.
I won't tell him that you were giving out about food shows on the radio.
Oh, please do. Please do.
He'll be delighted with that one.
I find the whole thing very strange. For all we know, they could be serving up mashed potato instead of ice cream.
That is true.
How do we know the difference?
That is true. I think it is just the thing, you know. I mean, I know I watch cooking programs on TV, but I think it's the fact I like the look of it. I don't know, it makes me hungry every time I'm watching one, but I like to see the dish coming along, you know, and see the finished product at the end. Is that not the case with you now?
I don't know. I mean, that's a bit like saying, you know, it's like watching a holiday program and sort of feeling that you're nice and relaxed because you've seen somebody lying on a beach.
That's true. That's true, actually, when you put it like that. Is there anyone else that gets you? You fan of Gordon Ramsay, cranky old fellow as well?
He annoys me for the simple reason that he seems to be rich and famous simply for swearing a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I swear a lot and I'm not rich. What's going wrong there? Where am I going wrong?
I think you must be using the wrong swears.
And I use very much the same words as he does.
Yeah, we'd have to get on to Channel 4 now about that.
Blogging nightmares.
Blogging nightmares, that's it. You could go into all the poorly read blogs that have no followers and just swear at them for a half an hour.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with that.
I don't know, did you see it recently that Jamie Oliver was made cry on American TV?
Oh, I missed that. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, he was on. He's trying the same thing in America now with the school dinners. And he was on some daytime TV show in America, and they brought on parents of the kids in this this really small town in America where I think the school were giving the kids pizzas for breakfast and whatever else they could dip in grease for lunch. And he was trying to change it, and they brought on parents, and the parents just hung him out to dry, basically.
Oh, that is absolutely terrible. I must search YouTube and see if I can find it so that I can play it endlessly.
Cheer you up over and over again.
Oh, God, that would cheer me up. Make my day.
I leave you that on that one. Now, you can go out into the sunshine, but just think of Jamie Oliver crying.
Thanks very much. I'll do just that.
Thanks very much, Grandad.
The Bright Side with Shane O'Connor.
Z103 online.